General term for all of them together, you say I'm going to have to get rid of the...
The varmints.
What do you call a mouse a varmint gets in the house? Or a varmint has to get in the hen house?
Oh, I don't know. I guess a mouse would be a varmint too. I don't know. I don't know what the definition for a varmint is.
Well, we're trying to find one. What different kinds of squirrels they have around here?
Well, that's something I don't know too much about, but they have the red and the gray. I know. I guess they do here.
What about the kind that have little stripes on them?
Oh, them gophers. You ain't talking about the gophers.
No, I was thinking of those go around on the ground.
Well,
they call them gophers.
They call them gophers around here, or ground squirrels. They might be ground squirrels.
They're the same thing as a gopher, ground.
Well, I don't know where they are or not. Now you've kind of got me there. There's these little animals that might be different sounds. Always live on a farm, but there's something that I don't know too much about.
Yeah. Okay, the bird that goes up to a tree and starts banging.
That's a woodpecker.
Any different kinds of woodpecker?
Yes, there's a, what they call the yellowhammer. That's the bigger one, and then I don't know, these little, well, I don't know what they call them, them smaller ones. They've got a white head, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know them when I see them.
Yellowhammer is a flicker.
But we always call
him yellow. Okay, the little thing about that big, the big leg that jumps from a lily pad to the lily pads and the, like that.
Bullfrog.
That's it.
Bullfrog.
Any other kinds of frogs?
Oh yeah, there's dozens of frogs.
What different kinds?
Well, we have just what they call a hop toad, just a common toad. Then there's a meadow frog and swamp frogs. Tree frogs. Oh, how many kinds we have?
What doesn't bring rain?
Them little tree frogs, you know. The little frogs live in the tree, you know. And they live there all summer. I don't know, they have been in the wintertime, and they'll holler before rain.
Okay, then the thing that looks like a frog that's supposed to give you warts is a...
Well, that's a toad, I guess. I guess I'd call him a frog.
Okay, after it rains, you look out on the pavement and you see these little things crawling around.
I know what you mean. I can't call them.
You call them fish worms, but they're angle worms. Is that what you mean?
Fish worms?
No, they're not fish worms.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. They're kind of worm,
fish
anyway.
Worm. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the big ones, you take your flashlight and go out at night. You want to go fishing?
Yeah, you know what the name of them?
Yeah.
A fish one.
Night crawlers.
I guess that's what it was.
And there's an insect that has four wings. It flies. It looks like it's standing on the water.
Oh, is that what they call it? You used to call it snake feeder?
Yeah.
I don't know what the right name for it. We would call it snake feeder.
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
We always call
snake feeders.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a saying that in months of the year that have an R in the spelling, you should eat a certain seafood. Oyster.
Now you got me there.
Oyster.
That's right. Oyster.
Oyster.
You know, somewhere the men don't
take too much
attention to the food.
Well, I think they eat it all right.
They eat it all right.
Okay, if you go to the closet and see some insects flying out, you might suspect that you've got some...
Moth?
You might say, look, there go five of these things. There go five... Same thing, flying out of the closet. Five...
Moth?